Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, May 9th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a lower open, with S&P futures pointing down 0.2%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed and European markets also mixed in early trading. The 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 4.51%. The dollar is firmer against the euro, pound, and yen. Oil is up, gold down, and industrial metals are mixed. Cryptocurrencies are mostly down. A focus in Europe today on the Bank of England policy decision. A steady hand is expected, though there is the possibility of more MPC members backing a rate cut after only one official voted against the majority in March. Updated macroeconomic forecasts may raise the odds of a June rate cut. A lack of other major catalysts with the market in wait-and-see mode ahead of the next meaningful signals on U.S. inflation, Fed policy, and the economic growth outlook. Positioning talk crept into the narrative amid signs of investors struggling to justify adding to exposure. Solid earnings continue to underpin sentiment as beat rates remain elevated in both the U.S. and Europe, while Japan is set to hit fresh record highs for full-year net earnings. Quiet on the data front with just China April trade balance coming in a bit below consensus expectations. Also quiet on today's U.S. economic calendar with just the weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, followed by weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Reuters reports, Paramount Global is in talks to open its books to Sony and Apollo, whilst the New York Times reports that Sony and Apollo plan to sell CBS and cable channels after buying Paramount. Yamaha traded higher after it reported full-year revenue and core operating profit above analysts' expectations. And Beijing also traded higher after it reported Q1 earnings and revenue above consensus. On today's earnings calendar, we have Tapestry, Viatris, Charles River Laboratories, and Warner Brothers Discovery posting their results before the open. And we also have Insulet, Mettler Toledo International, and Akamai Technologies due to report after the close. Asia equities ended mixed on Thursday as volatility increased following several quiet sessions. Greater China boards were among those to see gains following stronger than expected trade data and positive news for the property sector. Hong Kong and Singapore stock exchanges diverge in vision as private equity boom continues. Incoming Singapore PM. Lawrence Wong said the country's stock exchange must be realistic over global trends affecting equity markets and actions that can be taken to change them. He noted proceeds from IPOs globally were down 33% in 2023 and 44% in Asia-Pac. Said growth companies backed by private equity, venture capital can remain private for longer in a high interest rate environment. Those that choose listing gravitate to the U.S. due to its deep capital market and investor base. Hong Kong Exchanges and Clearing CEO Chan diverged from this view and expects the return of large IPOs as underlying market conditions improve and regulators up support. He said the HKEC has 100 applicants to list, which follows a slump to just 15 year-to-date that has raised under $1 billion. And U.S.-China trade tensions still loom large. According to Reuters, U.S. Commerce Secretary Raimondo told reporters the Biden administration could take an extreme action and ban Chinese-connected vehicles or opt to impose restrictions. The article recalled Commerce Department in late February said it was opening an investigation into whether Chinese vehicle imports pose national security risks and accepted public comments on the issue. Raimondo added she expects rules on U.S. outbound investment restrictions on China will be completed by the end of the year. On incremental developments, Reuters sources indicated the Biden administration is exploring new restrictions on sales of proprietary or closed-source AI models as part of new efforts to safeguard U.S. AI from China and Russia. European indices are trading mixed as Nordic and Swiss markets remain closed for a bank holiday. Think tank Nizar is the latest to argue that U.K. fiscal policy is unsustainable. In its latest U.K. economic outlook, it said the government will not meet arbitrary fiscal rules it has set due to its recent tax cuts and forecasts for lower trend growth. Said higher for longer interest rates and weak growth will force the government to raise taxes to meet their fiscal goals. In addition, the supply side of the economy is being hampered by rising inactivity rates in the labor market. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Thursday, May 9th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.